Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hello.
Nah, I don't know.
B.
Yo.
Dorrance Armstrong, Javonte Jean-Baptiste. They're going to have to sign two dudes over the next
at least
3 weeks. Like, and maybe some of their D tackles they think can move on the outside. Where do you stand on wanting Cleveland Farrell back?
I like him.
If you had to pick between Farrell and Fowler, who do you want back?
Fowler was there more often.
Dog, he gave you very little against the run.
Still, he gave you a lot against the pass.
Dude, he finished with 10 and a half sacks, and I think he got jobbed. I thought at least, I think he had 3 sacks overturned by roughing, and I think he got jobbed
on at least 2 of those. A lot of those was BS.
Now, the good thing, if you want either of these guys back, do you think Fowler gets paid on the 10 and a half sacks? What do you think Fowler's market is after a season like that?
He got 10 and a half, and I know his agent is telling them he should have 14, and they're going to look at it, and they probably think the same thing, but they're going to try to play it down, but he'll get paid off of those sacks.
I'm not going – if I'm in charge, and I'm not paying just off that production. Honestly, Washington, they should hope he gets that kind of money, and then you get a comp pick at 26 on it.
Yeah.
So, over the cap has him at about a little less than 7 mil. But, dude, there's just not that. So, of the pass rushers that are available in free agency, Fowler's an older player. He is going to be 31 when training camp starts. Sweat's going to cost a lot, multi-years. Mac's going to cost a lot, probably 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think of Hassan Reddick be? Reddick was really good in Philly.
Reddick was really good, but how many years had he hadn't really played in a year and a half or so?
Yeah.
And you got to find out where he's at now. You know, I understand what he was, but if you're not going to pay a guy from what he just did last year, it's going to be hard to go by a guy what he was.
Well, I wonder what kind of market Reddick has based on that. You know what I mean?
It probably some people out there are a little pissed at him.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, look, dude, you haven't played, and I have to find out if you can play again.
And, dude, a small part of me, if you look at Hassan Reddick's career numbers, He got he popped his last year in Arizona. You know, also happened to be a contract year. Goes to the Panthers for a year. 11 sacks, productive player.
Mm-hmm.
Then he lands in Philly, and he's super productive.
Mm-hmm.
The Philly the Eagles' D-line production makes me nervous to pay for it in free agency.
Yeah, but the thing about it,
so good.
You have to watch him. He was whipping people's ass.
Totally.
Just straight up. And it had nothing to do with them. Just
even
kind
that Super Bowl he was
Yeah, playing. He balled out. But I'm saying.
Last year,
you left
complete
for a year
disaster.
Yeah, you left. And you haven't played in over that year. So people are going to be like, they're not going to just pay you based on what you did.
And I think he kind of, didn't he ask out of Philly? Because he wanted to get paid. He thought they were going to pay him. Then he thought the Jets were going to pay him.
The Jets took him and said they were going to pay him. And then they decided, oh, we're not paying you. They thought they could just get past it. And he said, okay, well, I'm not going to play then.
Four teams in 8 years with a couple of different I want out of here situations gives me a little pause. Mm-hmm. On a team, a Washington team that had just great culture, vibes, locker room.
That's the reason I worry about, like, if you're trying to build something, then you got to have people around that want to be here and not going to be that person that's going to cause the issues. So
when he's right, he can play. You wonder if you get a discount because of all the stuff.
No, you don't.
He might not want that, but, like, the market, like you said, there might be enough people mad at him.
Yeah,
that
the market will speak it, but like I just think ultimately you're in a position right now where you're starting afresh, starting anew. But if you were a team that had the culture completely built and had all the right people around, you want a guy like that on your team. You can care less about all his distractions because he can ball.
As long as he's coming in ready to play and there's none of this BS about like, oh, well, I'm not playing until I get a new contract. He's a free agent. So
see,
whatever contract you sign,
dog. You don't tell him I'm going to give you a contract.
Right. That's what Peters did with Debo. I got a name I like. I'm curious what you think. And perhaps this is because he always tends to perform well against Washington. Azeez Ojulari, 6'3", 240, was a second rounder by the Giants back in 21. Dude, he's only going to be 25 when training camp opens.
Mm-hmm.
He came out of Georgia early, been banged up. His rookie season, he played all 17 games, had 8 sacks as a rookie. He's missed time the last few years. But last year, in 5 starts, he had 6 sacks. I mean, he's a productive player when he's on the field. Obviously, you gotta consider the health.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, Ojulari's not a guy that costs you a lot. He's super young. And if you can get – if your medicals are comfortable with it, like, that's the kind of guy I'd at least want to discuss.
But, like, if I'm worried about the medicals, then, I mean, I discuss
him. I don't know what you are. I don't know what the medical situation is.
But my whole thing is you bring him in. If he could play, that's the first thing. Can he play?
He can play.
If he can play and he fits my system, I go with him. I'll go look at it. But I just, listen, I don't care about how much it's going to cost if the guy can play. Because you know what? The market is going to dictate what they're going to make anyway. So after that, once I find out you can play, then I'm going to look for you. And then they have a game plan of who they're going to look for and how much money they're going to make.
You think DQ will want to call up Tank Lawrence, another free agent? He's been damn good over the years.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be 34 when camp opens.
Yeah. So, you know, he may be one of those guys you kick the tires for a year. I don't think it's going to be nothing longer than that.
If I'm signing a 33-year-old player, I'd go for Khalil Mack. But Tank Lawrence can play, and if you get him and you think he's healthy, DQ obviously has a relationship there. If all right, we got a breaker. Landfill's going to kill me. It's fair. We're long over. I am not anti-Mack. I want that known. I am pro-Mack. 1-year deal. Pay the man. He's a Hall of Famer. I think he can help, and he's really good against the run, which they really need a lot of help with. When we come back, Barry Svrluga joins the program.
Hey, Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.